Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jasmine Balkenpool is here. She is the author of My Blood Divides and Unites. She lives in South Africa. She's joining us now from Johannesburg. She's helping people in developing countries become more entrepreneurial and by calling to our attention the things that are needed. She highlighted education, health, agriculture, capital. Jasmine, thank you again for being here. Do you have a website?
My book, so www.myblooddividesandunites.com.
Tell us what that means, My Blood Divides and Unites. Where did that title come from?
Sure. So the book talks about my coming of age in apartheid. As you may be aware, apartheid had laws that segregated different groups
right.
of people. And what you may not be aware is that even people of color were separated from each other. So the categories were black, Indian, and people of historically mixed race descent called colored. And I'm from the latter colored ethnic group.
Right.
And please, I do know in America that colored is a derogatory word, and I am so sensitive about that.
But it's part of our history. I mean, you don't need to deny history, or you'll repeat it, aren't you?
Yes. And in South Africa, colored is a racial group.
Mm-hmm. And
so under apartheid, there were laws which separated us. We went to separate schools, lived in separate neighborhoods. This was basically our Jim Crow. And so with that background in mind, on the history of coloreds, the community arose from the mid-1600s, from the time when you had European settlers who mixed with the Khoisan, who were an indigenous tribe,
mm-hmm.
and slaves brought in from Indonesia, India, Sri Lanka, Madagascar, and other lands. And this racial mixing and slave history of South Africa was uncomfortable and shameful, and it hasn't really been acknowledged by the South African government. And consequently, very little was covered in our school history textbooks. So there was this mystery in the various strands of my blood, and I wanted to figure it out.
So your book basically
yes.
reveals the history of that, the story of that, and now that you explained it, it's very intuitive. My blood unites, divides, and unites. How much did that condition, the apartheid? This may sound like a dumb question, and it may be, but since apartheid has ended, because it has ended now, what, 25 years or so?
Mm-hmm.
Since it's ended, has entrepreneurship caught on at all in your part of the world? Is it still being held back by some of the old prejudices or tell us where things are.
So, some of it, and it does stem from apartheid, that there were structural impediments. So to have an ecosystem for entrepreneurs, you need access to capital, you need mentorship, and you need an awareness of where people can get funding, and,
mm-hmm.
and all of those aspects need to be built. And part of it is with the historical marginalization, it takes a while to redress that.
Right. Do the incubators?
So
you mentioned yes. incubators and accelerators in your work. Are there incubators to help people get, you know, gaggle together and share services and grow their businesses? That's what we do over here in the United States. Are those catching on in Africa?
We're getting a few in Kenya is more developed. South Africa, there's a few and a few accelerators. You need a lot more, and also you need the angel investors. And in America, a lot of angel investors, it could be from the people who made money from tech,
right,
or from family mm-hmm. members. And in South Africa, if you have in Africa where there's been a historical lack of wealth, people can't turn to the uncle mm-hmm. or their parents to give them that kickstart.
Jasmine, I got about a minute before I have to let you go, but I want to get you back again. We're going to have you back on the show and talk about this some more. But if you could ask for one thing right now that would be the most logical and reasonable thing for people to help you with, what would that be right now?
It would be hard to create new pockets of venture capital that solve for an unmet need in Africa.
Mm-hmm. So venture capital likes to see an exit strategy with their capital, and that's one of the challenges I know you have. The book is called My Blood Divides and Unites. Put a .com on that, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and it's available on Amazon?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hey, Jasmine Bogenpool, will you come back another day?
I'd love to, Jim.
It's been good having you on the show. You did a good job, and we'll see you next time.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Jasmine Bogenpool, ladies and gentlemen. Her book is called My Blood Divides and Unites. I encourage you to check it out. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.